Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy, such comfort to every believer, especially when we are frightened and lonely. And this is how we find David in this passage today, very frightened, lonely, and possibly hiding in a dank, cold cave, away from those who want to persecute him. Today's reflection is on Psalm 142, titled as a proclamation about God, You Are My Refuge. With my voice I cry out to the Lord. With my voice I plead for mercy to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I tell my trouble before him. When my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see. There is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains to me. No one cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Bring me out of prison, that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me. Whether the psalmist David prayed this prayer from inside a cave, where he may have sought shelter from the pursuit of enemies, or from inside a prison where he had been locked up for his belief in God, it is clear that he is dreadfully, painfully frightened and lonely. Fearful of those around him who hate and despise him, David clings to his faith and God's promises of steadfast love, even when his spirit is fainting within him. He complains to God and cries out for his mercy. He has no one else to turn to, no one else who can rescue his soul from misery and attacks of Satan, no one who cares for him or even takes notice of his troubles, no one who can truly comfort his aching heart. Because of his own sinful behaviors, lack of trust, and persecution of others, David is completely and utterly alone, except for one, and that one is Jesus Christ. Have you yourself ever felt that lonely, that afraid? It's a terrible feeling when we feel abandoned by friends, shunned by family members, abused or threatened by our enemies, or simply feel like we've lost our way in life and no one seems to notice or care. It's a terrible feeling when we realize that there's not another person we can share our worries with, let alone anyone who will take away those fears and worries. But like David, we too have Jesus who is with us always. We have a living God who is still actively rescuing us from sin and hell, even when we let ourselves get swallowed up in guilt, fear, anger, and loneliness. And that God is always listening, always loving us, always there to guide us according to His gracious will. That's also why, like David, we can aim all of our complaints, pleas, and prayers directly toward our Heavenly Father, because He does know exactly where we are, what our troubles are, what makes our hearts ache and our souls faint within us. God knows, and He cares, and He wants us to come to Him in prayer. Matthew 11, verse 28 reads, Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God gives us rest for restless souls, for worried minds, and for troubled lives. That doesn't mean that all of our troubles will simply disappear, or that we will never have any problems to deal with. But it means that in spite of all of that, in spite of all of the hassles of living day to day in the world, God will grant us a wisdom and a peace that strengthens our faith to be able to cope with all of those things. It's not the fleeting wisdom which the world offers. Rather, it's knowing our Lord so well that we fully trust that He is constantly with us and in control of all things, granting us His mercy, His grace, and His steadfast love now and for eternity. The prophet Jeremiah, in chapter 29, verse 11, wrote, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. These words of God through his prophet Jeremiah are words of comfort to all believing souls. Yes, we have been created by God and placed in this world to honor and serve him in all that we do, whatever job or vocation we undertake. God will use us wherever we are. We don't have to worry needlessly about which job to take or where shall we live. God has given each of us the gift we need to be part of his church on earth, to serve and proclaim his love to those who come into our lives, wherever that may be. And I'm sure you know, sometimes we do feel lonely, even in a crowd. Even when seemingly lots of friends are around us, we have a nice home, a decent job, comfortable life, we can still feel lonely because we forget God and we think that there's no one who truly understands us or cares about us. Our very deepest desires and longings sometimes are our personal secrets that we may not like to talk about, but we do most definitely hope for and pray about. Someone to marry, a cure to an illness, a way out of our financial debt, someone to share our faith with. Each desire is personal, and each one is known by God, our Lord, who knows our hearts and hears our every cry. Sometimes I wish at the end of each psalm there would be a postscript, a note from the editor, giving us an exact update on the previous petitions and predicaments of the psalmist. It might be kind of neat to read how it all ends. But then, we really do know, don't we? It was true for David, and it's true for us now. Even though we are weak, God is strong. So we know that God has always made good on his promises. God is faithful, just, merciful, gracious, and abounding in steadfast love. He has cleansed us with his word and water in our baptism and saving faith. He constantly lifts up our weary souls every time we repent and are forgiven for our sins against him and others. Through his word, the words of the Holy Bible, God, our Father, reminds us we are his children, the ones he loves and cherishes. And no matter where God finds you, discouraged and lonely amidst a crowd of friends, frightened and running from enemies wishing to harm you, standing on the brink of disaster, struggling with giving in to temptation, or hiding completely alone in a cave of fear and dread, do not doubt that God is with you, for we are never on our own without Christ, but he remains with us forever. So cry out to him in prayer. It's okay to be the squeaky wheel asking for God's attention. Trust in the promise that he will hear you and restore your soul again to rejoice in his boundless, amazing love and grace. We pray. Heavenly Father, when I have no one here to turn to, help me remember that I can always turn to you, for you are always with me. Be my defender, my refuge, my portion in Christ. Bring me out of my prison and into the company of your church, now on earth and in eternity. Amen.
Thank you.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.